At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Melissa!
Austin!
Let's turn up the heat with our guy Greg Dutra, meteorologist from ABC7, to talk about the heat. Greg, how are you?
Hey, guys. Doing all right. How about you?
Good, good. Thanks for taking a few minutes out since we have this crazy heat coming. I'm a little nervous about it.
It's only 2 days, which is nice. It's not like the 4 or 5 day stretch that we had earlier in the season. The problem is, it's just during the overnight, there's no relief. Like, the low temperature gets down to like 80 or so, and the heat index, it still feels like 85. So when you're dealing with that and 110 plus in the afternoon, it's definitely a couple of days to take care, for sure.
Where is this, like, I know, I don't want to say, like, where does it stem from? I mean, I know just the hot weather
the
comes
sun.
In and out.
I think it's the sun is would be my guess.
Yeah, if we're going to break it down to its core, it would be the sun,
right.
The center of our solar system. But no, high pressure forms during the summer months.
And, okay.
That high will push up and over us. And what that does is it brings our winds out of the southwest. So in addition to bringing in some warmth, it also brings in higher dew points from the Gulf of Mexico. Like, literally, we're getting the air straight from the Gulf of Mexico. Louisiana, stuff like that. It's coming right to us. And as it does so, of course, it makes it feel less comfortable. And when you can't sweat as efficiently, that's when the heat index goes through the roof. Because the heat index is basically breaking down how efficiently your body handles the heat. And when you can't sweat as efficiently because the air is so wet, you overheat, and that feels like 110, even though the thermometer only says 90 something.
Do you have any guesses of what the heat index is going to be today?
I wouldn't be surprised if there's like a 113, 115 somewhere.
What?
And we get doubly hosed because of the Corn Belt. So the corn pulls moisture from the soil. It's called evapotranspiration. And you can actually see it on weather maps. You can see where the Corn Belt is with higher dew point values this time of year.
Wow. We have a lot of corn around here, Greg.
Yeah, a lot of corn.
I grew up by the corn farms.
Blame it on the corn. Blame it on the corn.
Gosh. You know what? That is the first I've ever heard that.
And especially as the corn gets a little bit more mature, that's when it really throws off. I mean, it's like a non-negligible amount of moisture that the corn will pull into the air.
Any chance that corn then just pops with all this heat?
at 110, you know, I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, throw it in the microwave for 30 seconds and you've got a full bowl of popcorn.
Yeah, right. With no kernels left over.
Have you ever been one of those people, or since, you know, you do the weather, you're a meteorologist, have you ever take those eggs, like you crack an egg on a car and then you watch it sizzle and cook? Or have you ever done anything like that?
We did. When I was in Davenport, so I was in the Quad Cities for 5 years, we did cookies in the car.
Stop it.
And they were totally edible. I think the car got up to, like, I want to say like 160, 170, something like that. I mean, they were edible.
Wow.
Get out of here. How long did you have to leave them in the car at that temp?
I think we left them all day. I mean, they were doughy for sure, but like they had certainly been cooked.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's great.
Greg. Now Mel's going to turn her car into an oven.
Smell is great. It's better than any car freshener.
That's true.
Oh my gosh.
That's true. Greg, do you have any advice for anyone on how to stay cool?
Check on your neighbors, first of all, especially if the air conditioner goes out. Like, give them a place to stay. Go to the mall. Go see a movie. Like, get into cooler air. Because, again, it's the overnight. Your core temperature doesn't have a chance to cool down if you're without AC. Like, you can kind of stick it out during the day, you know, like your house gets to 93, 94. But then when you try and sleep and recover, it's the next day, the Thursday, or even Friday after everything's all done, that, you know, the heat stroke symptoms can sneak up on you. And, like, don't think you're too tough. Like, because it gets everybody. I mean, we've had photographers and stuff who try and work through the heat, and we're real serious about lowering workload outside.
Are we going to get some relief when this heat wave is over? Like, because I feel like this summer has been hotter than the last few summers combined.
Yeah, well, remember, we started off like super cool. Everybody's like, what's going on in June?
Right.
And then we had that just killer couple of weeks, and now we're back at it again. So a little bit of relief, I think. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we drop back into the upper 80s. That's still warmer than normal, but we get storm chances, which is nice, and it kind of cools us down. But I don't think we see much relief until Monday. But this is notoriously our hottest time of the year.
Oh, yeah, July. That's my least favorite
month. July,
I say
August.
It all the time.
Yeah.
July.
No, Mel,
July and January.
No, January is the worst month.
No, they're
July,
two. They're just
I
awful.
Can do July all day.
I cannot deal with it.
I, My dark horse candidate is March is the worst because you're like tantalizingly close to spring, but you can still cop a blizzard.
Yeah, you're like, we should be out of it by now. And you're getting all the pics from other people elsewhere in the country of like, they're already enjoying 70 degree weather.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like 68 in Atlanta and you're sitting there at, you know, 8 below.
All right. Last question from me. What time in the afternoon, typically, I know it'll vary. Typically, would the temperature start dropping? 4 p.m.? 5 p.m.?
No, it's probably peaking around 3 to 5. So like 8, 9 is really when it starts to significantly fall off. As soon as the sun sets, to bring it full circle back to the sun. As soon as the sun sets.
Nina, that sun. Damn, there goes Mel asking what creates the heat. That was just a different way of asking the same question from earlier.
I was very excited to learn about the stuff he talked about in the sky and the corn. Okay, I didn't know.
Evapotranspiration, It's a great party story. I use it all the time.
Yeah. Well, Greg, when can people catch you on ABC 7?
I will be on this afternoon and evening, and then I'll be on for the weekend shows in the morning because I'm going to do GMA on Monday morning of next week.
Very nice. You're back at GMA. Good for you.
Good morning, America.
Man, I think I know what's in your future. Thank you so much, Greg. We know you are an Emmy Award-winning meteorologist, and for good reason. So you are very knowledgeable, and we really appreciate you because we learned a lot, and now we know how to stay a little bit cooler on these next couple of days.
Yeah, take care and don't tough it out. That's my advice.
All right, perfect.
Without him, we wouldn't know where the heat came from, you know?
That was very interesting. Don't knock it.
Greg, thanks so much, man. It's Melissa and Austin.